On today's show, automakers are slashing production of passenger cars. Ford develops car windows that allow the blind to see. And we'll tell you why Tesla is not going away, even if it goes bankrupt. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Automakers will be reporting their sales in the American market later today. Some analysts say the sales will go up. Others are predicting they'll go down. Who knows which way it will go? But one thing's for sure. This will be the first time that we don't get any monthly sales numbers from General Motors, which will now only release them every quarter. But here's one thing to look out for. There was one less selling day this April compared to a year ago. That almost ensures that sales will be down. But that will not tell the true story. Instead, we need to look at the sales on a daily selling rate basis to get a true picture of what's happening in the market. And we'll have those numbers for you tomorrow. Hot on the heels of Ford reporting it's pretty much going to abandon passenger cars in the American market, Wards reports that a lot of other automakers are cutting productions of cars as well. While truck production is going up, automakers are scheduled to make 110,000 fewer passenger cars than they did a year ago. Ward says that General Motors, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, Subaru, Tesla, Toyota, and Volkswagen will be cutting production of cars in the second quarter. Still to come, why Tesla is not going away no matter how bad its financial numbers look.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
Tesla will report its second quarter earnings tomorrow evening, and most analysts are expecting a bloodbath. Even Tesla supporters are expecting record losses. The cynics believe Elon Musk will make some kind of major announcement to provide a distraction to the bad financial numbers. They think he'll reveal the Model Y, which is a crossover based on the Model 3. But with the expectation of record losses, the Tesla bears are starting to growl louder. Some are starting to say the B word, bankruptcy. They think that Elon is going to have to raise more cash to keep the doors open, and they believe he's going to have a harder time coming up with that cash. But here's our Autoline insight on why Tesla is not going away, even if it goes bankrupt. The company has too many good assets. It has people waiting in line to buy cars, and it has tremendous brand equity. That means there will be a bunch of companies and investors who will race to swoop in and buy Tesla for pennies on the dollar if it goes bankrupt. And the same is true for GM Korea. It's teetering on the brink of insolvency as General Motors and the South Korean Development Bank try to come up with a financial package that can make GM Korea financially solvent. But if those plans fall through and GM Korea goes bankrupt, analysts expect someone else will swoop in and buy it. And they think that will be SAIC, GM's Chinese partner, and they would be a leading candidate. Coming up next, Ford creates a device to help blind people to visualize scenery on a road trip. Over half of military fatalities in combat zones are from troops delivering food, fuel, and ammunition. That's why the Pentagon is investing in a fleet of unmanned vehicles, everything from tanks to submarines. They'll use the same autonomous technology used in automotive applications, and the military is turning to the same suppliers that automakers are. But the big difference is these vehicles will not have to meet the safety requirements that civilian AVs do. Even so, the military is extremely focused on protecting these vehicles from hackers. A top DARPA undersecretary says, quote, "We're going to have self-driving vehicles in theater for the Army before we'll have self-driving cars on the streets." And it has a $700 billion budget to back that up. And no, this isn't a late April Fool's Day joke. Ford's team in Italy, along with GTB Roma and startup company Edu, developed a device to help blind people visualize scenery on a road trip. Called Feel the View, the device features a camera that takes pictures of the landscape, which are converted into a high-contrast grayscale image. Every shade of gray is translated into a vibration of different intensity on the window, and by touching it, this allows the blind to visually experience the scenery. The device also features an audio assistant that tells the user what they're looking at to help put the image into context. And hey, you won't want to miss this Thursday's Autoline After Hours. Our special guest is Steve Miller, the CEO and chairman of the International Automotive Components Group, or IAC. But his background includes time at Ford and Chrysler working directly for Lee Iacocca. So tune in when the show goes live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website or on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.